Jen Cates, thank you. The foundation released a really unique report recently comparing the U.S. response to the HIV epidemic to seven other developed nations: Australia, Canada, France, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the U.K. Why was it done?
Well, we wanted to do this report for two main reasons. One is, I mean, we're having this historic conference here, coming back to the U.S., so we wanted to reflect a little bit. But also, you can't really understand something unless you put it in context. We felt it would help understand the U.S. response to the epidemic by comparing it to others that you might think of as its peers. Were they similar? Were they different?
And one of the things you looked at was how similar or different are the epidemics. What did you find?
Well, we found, in general, that there's a lot of similarities. I mean, the different countries have different populations, obviously, and so there are certain subgroups that get affected and some that wouldn't be in others. But in general, they have concentrated epidemics, meaning that they have relatively low prevalence overall, but concentrated epidemics in pockets. They all have had lots of, you know, high rates of infections in the 80s that really went down. But interestingly, now they're facing some similar problems. So, for example, many of them all have a sort of resurgence of the epidemic among gay and bisexual men. So that was one thing.
You also found a similarity in that there was a great prevention success in every one of the countries
you looked at.
Mother-to-child transmission.
Yes. So we found some real common successes, too. So that all of these countries have virtually eliminated mother-to-child transmission of HIV. There may be a few transmissions each year, but really it's been quite a success story across all eight of these countries, the U.S. included. So that was,
And on the negative side, the more troubling side, I guess, is the commonality of the so-called treatment cascade.
Yes, that was also something we noticed. So in addition to the problem that I mentioned earlier around the resurgence of the epidemic among gay and bisexual men and rising infections, there are some other persistent common challenges. One is this idea of the treatment cascade, that challenges all of them face in getting people to know their status, and then once they know their status, getting them into care, keeping them in care, and getting them on treatment so that they can actually be virally suppressed. All of them are struggling with the same thing.
So you started this saying one of the reasons the report was done was to understand the U.S. response in a broader context.
Right.
What did you come away learning about the U.S. that maybe you didn't start knowing?
Yeah, what I came away learning that I didn't know was how, in some ways, the U.S. was much more similar to some of these countries than I had thought. The challenges that it went through and the phases were similar. But also, there were some real differences. And some of those differences reflect the difference in our political systems and the way our healthcare is organized. One, for example, being the U.S. is the only country that doesn't have universal health coverage. And that played a significant role in what happened with our epidemic and where we are today. But we also noticed that the U.S. was a leader in many ways. Scientific research, the community activism, I mean, really new models for how we approach disease. At the same time, it was a laggard. It was the last of the eight to have a national AIDS strategy. It was the last of the eight to lift an entry ban for people who were positive. So it was kind of a mixed story for the U.S.
And a final question. You end the report or the summary saying all of these nations, including the U.S., are at a pivotal moment in the epidemic.
Right.
In what way?
Well, I mean, as we're hearing at this conference, you know, we can have an AIDS-free generation. We have the tools to actually, if we implement them, we can actually turn the future of this epidemic doesn't have to be what we have today. But what is that going to take? And I think it's each of these countries have to grapple with what does that really mean? What do they have to do differently and resources they have to manage to reach that goal? And I don't know if they're all there yet.
So. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.